Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Holmes on the handoff. Valentin Holmes. Dortch in motion. He's going to throw it to Holmes. Holmes makes one man miss and then gets hammered by Kenny Ladler.
Special edition podcast time. MG, there is a big news story today that we want to delve into with a different take. November last year, the Cronulla Sharks had been trying to sign Valentin Holmes to a new five-year deal. The then 23-year-old expressed his desire to pursue an NFL dream that he reckons he'd had for a very long time. So the Sharks agreed to part ways with him.
Yeah, reluctantly as well, you would say. The Sharkies knew that they've got a gold nugget on their hands, and that gold nugget slipped through their fingers.
And he was contracted for this season as well, for all of 2019. Right. They agreed to release him with the understanding that if he did come back to rugby league in 2019, they would be the club he'd be playing with. Reports today in the paper that Cowboys coach Paul Green has had meetings with Holmes in New York about returning to rugby league with North Queensland.
That's right. He's from that area. He was played under 20s for the Cowboys. He was lured to the Sharks from the Cowboys, so it makes sense that he will go back there and play if he comes back and plays league.
At probably $1 million a year as
I think
he'll jump straight into the higher paid bracket of players in the competition.
Coach Green has been there. He's been over to the Big Apple to talk to him. And so, and apparently all this lush, inverted commas, you know, living that Valentin Holmes and his wife have been doing is far from it. They're in a little dingy apartment in downtown.
I think he's earning about 150 grand a year
in New Jersey or somewhere. Yeah. So it's not the bright light big city, but will he tough it out or will he come home to the $1 million payday?
Well, that is a question for another time. What we want to discuss here is, what if Val had played rugby league in 2019?
I love a hypothetical.
This is a purely hypothetical question because we can't accurately determine what the impact would have been. But what we want to explore is the idea if Valentin Holmes, whether he signed an extension or not, he had 1 year to go on his contract with the Sharks. What would the impact of Valentin Holmes playing for the Cronulla Sharks would have been in 2019? And what impact would it have been, would he have had at the State of Origin level as well?
The same. Same for both. They would have made the top four if he played, because he's not just a phenomenal try scorer, but he's also a goal kicker. And that was their Achilles heel this year. Origin level, they got beat on the bell in a decider at ANZ Stadium, Queensland. He's just one of them players out of the box. And there's no sugarcoating it. Tedesco, Tommy Turbo, Valentin Holmes. They're in that same mold where everything they touch turns to gold.
First question I'll ask, does Sean Johnson end up at the Sharks if Val Holmes is still there?
No.
Because they slot Val in at fullback and Matty Moylan plays 5-8.
Correct.
So, for one, that's something you've got to take into consideration. Sean Johnson probably isn't at the Sharks. That's another domino to fall elsewhere, because that probably means he either stays with the Warriors or he ends up at another club.
Broncos.
We would be guessing at
another hypothetical
at where he might end up there. But let's look at the Sharks first off. We'll get to State of Origin in a moment. They finished the season 7th.
Yep.
They lost in the first week of finals to Manly. Val Holmes, up until he left, 105 games for the Sharks. He was an absolute lock at fullback for them.
Yep.
Kicked at 76%, scores tries, didn't miss a lot of games.
No.
What do you reckon the longest consecutive number of games that the same player played at fullback for the Sharks in 2019 was without Val?
Oh, I'd say it would have been Matty Moylan, maybe half a dozen.
It was five.
Yeah, there you go.
Five games was the longest stretch that the Sharks went playing the same player at fullback. There was a lot of back and forth in between Moylan and Dugan. William Kennedy played a couple there. Aaron Gray threw in one as well. But for the most part, they just couldn't find consistency at that position.
Well, the fullback now has turned into the marquee role. Your fullback does everything. Your fullback starts the sets. Your fullback cleans up the mess. Look at Tedesco's season that he had at fullback. And arguably, you know, if we're looking at hypotheticals, Valentin Holmes at 24, he would have been this year playing.
He would have turned 24 during the year.
He's just reaching his peak. And that peak can last for 5 years as an outside back.
So, MG, I've gone through their season. The Sharks get an extra, they win an extra 4 games with Val Holmes in this side.
Easy.
Round 14, they lost to the Raiders 22-20. I'm going to say they win this game with Val Holmes. They scored 4 tries to 3. They only converted 2 of those 4 from the kicks.
I'm saying that all them games they lost, when they scored more tries than the opposition, they win with Val Holmes.
So there are four of those games.
There's at least 4. There's
22-20 loss to the Raiders in round 14. A 14-12 loss to the Bulldogs.
Yep.
They scored 3 tries to 2, but they didn't kick any goals. Matt Moylan at fullback again. 24-22 loss to the Broncos. And that was 3 games on the trot where they scored more tries but lost because they didn't kick as many goals. And then round 24, the 15-14 loss to the Raiders again. They scored 3 tries to 2 and didn't convert any of the kicks.
Yeah, that's it's for a first grade team, that's diabolical.
Now, listen to how the ladder shakes out with those 4 games taken into consideration. They win an extra 4 games. They finish 4th,
yep,
right? We're not going to get into the nitty-gritty of for and against.
No.
But they probably still finish below the Rabbitohs. Same number of points, but below. They finish 4th, and they play the Storm in Melbourne week 1 of the finals. Now, they split their 2 games against the Storm this year. They got hammered when they went down to Melbourne. So, again, they may lose to Melbourne. I didn't extrapolate the rest of the final series, but the point is they finish 4th,
yep,
and they get a double chance. They play Melbourne week 1. Now, 2 of those wins that we give them if Val Holmes plays come against the Raiders. If you take those wins off the Raiders and give them to the Sharks, the Raiders finish 7th.
Yeah.
And they have to play the Seagulls week 1 at Brookvale.
Like the Sharkies did.
And they lost both games to the Seagulls in the regular season.
Yeah, it's...
So all of a sudden, the Raiders fairy tale off the cards.
Well, that's, again, hypothetical. And it's a great hypothetical because with word that he's coming back, there's already a buzz. You know, and I know that he's had a go, and we tip our lid to him having a go over in the NFL. Very hard to play a sport that you've never played as a kid and try and master it, and especially one of the hardest sports in the world, which is the NFL. But if he came back, the buzz would be just enormous, enormous.
Before we get on to State of Origin, there's one more little twist on the season proper if Val Holmes plays and you take all those potential wins into consideration.
Point scorer?
One of the wins comes against the Broncos. If Val Holmes plays, you take that win away from the Broncos, they miss finals.
Mm.
The Tigers make finals. And week 1 of the finals, you get Eels v West Tigers at Bankwest Stadium.
Wow. Yep, a lot of ifs and buts.
Ifs and buts for Candy and nuts.
And he would have, you mentioned he's a very resilient rugby league player.
Mm.
He plays, say, 75% of games, 80% of games. He's right up there for the point scorer of the year as well.
Absolutely. Look, he probably doesn't take fullback of the year or Dally M off
who
James
knows?
Tedesco
who
based
knows?
On the way he plays.
Hypothetically, who knows?
Now, let's talk State of Origin. That's how Val Holmes affects the season proper. Let's talk State of Origin. New South Wales won the series 2-1. Val Holmes' record at State of Origin level for Queensland, he's played 5 times, he's scored 8 tries.
Mm.
So he's averaging at least a try every time he pulls on
the Maroons
jumper.
They're all been on the wing.
Yeah, so now, look, Queensland won game 1, 18-14. Ponga played fullback, Oates and Gagai were the wingers. Would you play him at fullback over Ponga?
No.
You wouldn't?
I think at Origin I have him on the wing.
You'd stick him on the wing. So probably, who makes way out of Oates and Gagai?
Oates. Okay.
Oates probably misses out. Now, you assume Val Holmes.
Because the Gagai version of Origin on the wing is...
he grows an extra leg.
Not the same bloke.
You assume Val Holmes doesn't make them any worse.
No.
He'll only make them better. So you still give Queensland game 1,
yep.
18-14.
Yep.
Now, as good as Val Holmes is, he's not changing the result in game 2 when New South Wales pulled their pants down in Perth 38-6.
No, that's staying.
Which brings us to game 3. Here in Sydney, New South Wales went on to win at 26-20. Munster played fullback.
Yep.
Oates and Gagai were on the wings, and Corey Norman was at 5'8". Now, do you play Val Holmes at fullback over Munster?
Yes.
Okay, which means Munster back in the halves alongside DCE,
yes.
Corey Norman misses out.
You're on the bench, yeah.
Okay. And having said that, Munster at fullback in that game 3...
was enormous.
...was the most threatening player on the ground.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the final play.
Cook throws to Murray. Murray then sends it on to Pierce, who didn't really want it.
Get
that gives it to Tom Trbojevic. Out to Ferguson. Runs down the sideline. He's ankle tapped, but he stands his ground. Throws it infield to Nesta. 15 out. Pins the easement. Goes for the line. Scores! Scores! New South Wales win! New South Wales win with a try with 27 seconds to go. You can't write this stuff.
I've looked at it. I've rewatched it. that Harbour Bridge pass that Pierce throws out to the wing to find Ferguson, Corey Oates comes, sorry, he throws it to Trbojevic.
Yep.
Corey Oates comes up
yep.
on Trbojevic to make the tackle. Right, so if you're playing, Holmes is at fullback in this game, so you've probably still got Oates on the wing. Munster is forced to come up and make a play on Blake Ferguson because of his tippy toes along the boundary, yep. along the sideline.
Yep.
He's not a natural fullback, Cam Munster. He plays 5'8". He plays in the halves.
Oh, he started at fullback, but he's spawned into a fantastic 5'8".
But does Val Holmes make the same defensive read there?
Who knows, hypothetically.
What do you think, though? I'm asking.
No, he wouldn't. I don't think he would. But, you know, it's the one thing to be hypothetical about the season proper. But
I want to talk about this specific play.
But Origin is a lot different. Mm. More, it's a different beast. And who's to say that, you know, having a short man out on the wing there or at the fullback, they didn't pamper him with bombs all day. And he dropped a couple of them. So, look, to answer your first question, no, he doesn't make the same read as Munster. He makes the right read, and that try, who knows, mightn't have happened.
Maybe it doesn't get scored.
But there's something called fate. And the fact that the much maligned Mitchell Pearce threw the ball
yeah.
to Turbo or to Blake Ferguson, whoever it was out there, was kind of systematic of what had to happen in that game.
Yeah.
You know, the hypotheticals of this are doing my head in, to be honest. I'm doing my head in.
MG's disappearing down a rabbit hole. So for yours, even with Val Holmes playing for Queensland, New South Wales still score that beautiful try and take the series.
Who knows? Who knows? Val Holmes might have scored two tries in that game and put it outside of true. New South Wales' reach. Who true. Knows? But yeah. he didn't. I'm glad this is a hypothetical podcast because look at the newspaper from that day,
yes.
and we'll see that New South Wales won 26-20, and no one can take that away from us.
You're right,
what they can look forward to now, hopefully, is him being back in the NRL as a marquee player, which I think everybody would welcome him with open arms.
Bring him Holmes is the headline of today's paper. That is just a little exercise in hypotheticals we've conducted there. What the impact of Val Holmes, had he stuck around in the NRL this season, have been. For mine, it throws the regular season on its ear.
He would have been the top three players in the competition if he stayed.
It genuinely changes the Sharkies' season and consequently Raiders, has an effect on the Raiders and
Tigers,
the Broncos and the West Tigers, all sorts of things. Anyway.
Machinations, you call
it. The machinations. The machinations of Val Holmes. All right, MG, that was fun. Hey, if you're listening to this and you haven't heard MG's take on Val Holmes returning to the competition with the Cowboys next year, make sure you check out today's podcast, catch-up podcast of the show for the 22nd of October, and we hope you're enjoying it.